she's a whole lot of gone. And when you add up the distance, she's a whole lot of gone. Oh, she's a whole lot of gone.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden putting the finishing touches on his State of the Union address. ABC's Andy Field has a preview from Washington.
The president will reach beyond his congressional audience and tell voters he wants more taxes on corporations and billionaires. He will remind them he's going after junk fees and doing all he legally can to cut or forgive student debt. Mr. Biden will also point out how many jobs his infrastructure, CHIPS, and inflation reduction laws are creating, and how he plans to do much more if the election sends him back for four more State of the Union addresses.
Hamas delegation has left talks in Cairo, increasing the chances that a Gaza ceasefire deal will not be in place by Ramadan, which begins next week. Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting that huge fire in the Texas Panhandle. The Minnesota-based company, however, disputes claims it acted negligently in maintaining and operating its infrastructure. Texas A&M concluded power lines are what triggered the blaze. This is ABC News. New warnings out about terror.
ISIS media typically ramps up calls for violence around Ramadan, but this year a confidential intelligence briefing from the Department of Homeland Security notes an atmosphere of already heightened tensions amid the war between Israel and Hamas. The report notes that ISIS opposes Hamas, but views the conflict as a broader religious war, and that ISIS media has suggested synagogues, churches, and other large holiday gatherings as potential targets, with DHS noting that the heightened calls for violence may persist through Easter and Passover. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
A Texas mom in trouble after a plot to get back at a kid that stole her son's drink.
The arrest warrant says Jennifer Lynn Rossi mixed together vinegar, lemon juice, salt, and Gatorade and gave it to her son to give to the boy who had taken his drink. The 11-year-old drank it, complained of nausea, and was taken to the hospital. He's okay, and it was Rossi's son who ended up being disciplined at school for giving the spiked drink to his classmate.
That's ABC's Jim Ryan. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
7 days a week, Triangle Quick Stop serves fresh deli food. Enjoy Chester's chicken and potatoes and noon specials Monday through Thursday, plus famous fish all day Friday. Pick up delicious Piccadilly pizza, breakfast sandwiches, muffins, cookies, donuts, bread, buns, milk, pop, beer, and snacks too. Open 4 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Friday, 5 to 10 Saturday, and 6 to 10 Sunday. LP gas cylinder refills too at TKS, your 24-hour mobile fuel center on Sextonville Road, Richland Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
News This Hour sponsored by Triangle Quick Stop, your mobile fuel and deli center. Real handy, real quick. And by Community First Bank, first for you. Today's forecast calls for a high of 55, 36 tonight. Maybe some light rain late into tomorrow. And maybe Saturday a little bit breezy and 44. Right now in the Wirtz floor and home temperature gauge, it is 48 degrees.
WRCO 100.9.
Glad you're listening to the radio. You're in for a real treat. We have Jesse G in the studio. Hey, Jesse, how you doing?
Hey, Phil, I'm great. How are you doing?
Great. Welcome back. You were here through here a few years ago.
A few years ago. It's good to be back. I love this place. It's so beautiful.
And you're driving your own big van now and everything. Man,
I call it my mini tour bus.
And you've been working with some great artists. In fact, a few weeks ago, we received this new record, and Gretchen Wilson and Jesse, we know her. Wait a minute. What's going on? How did you hook up with Gretchen Wilson for your new song?
Yeah. So about 10 years ago, I met her. I was still in my hometown in Oregon, and I had the opportunity to open up for her for, I won a competition, Battle of the Bands, for a radio station. Then they let me open up for her. And after that, after the show, I just said, hey, can I come hang out with you? She was backstage with her family, and she was like, sure, come on over. So I took my family, my band back there. We hung out all night long till about like 4 a.m. We shared a bottle of whiskey together, and one thing led to another. And I just straight up asked her, like, hey, how do I win a Grammy? Have a number one? Like, how do I have a career like yours? She said, you got to move to Nashville. So packed up my car and drove the 42 hours out to Nashville. Crazy. I didn't know anybody but her. And one thing led to another. We started writing together. We became really good friends. Now she's one of my best friends. For a little while, we did some stuff on her record label, which helped my career get that good start. And then after 2020 hit, she was like, hey, I'm going to take a step back. Here's all your music. I think that, you know, you having fully independent ownership of all this is going to not hold you back from anything. So here's this. And then a little while later, I was listening to this song, Like My Whiskey, which was a completely different recording. And I texted her. I was in the Target parking lot with my child. Just she was sleeping. And I was like, I can't go in yet because I'm going to wake her up for a nap. And I texted her. I was like, hey, do you mind if I say featuring you on this song? Because it sounds like Redneck Woman a little bit. Your vocals in the backgrounds are so hot. I feel like, you know, we bump them up a little bit. It's featuring. She's like, why don't I just sing a couple lines on it and it'll be a duet? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, I would love that. So we made it a duet. Recording it was so much fun. The music video, I don't know if you've seen it yet.
No.
Oh my gosh, you got to watch it. It's hilarious.
Was it fun putting that together?
Fun. We got a bunch of dancing cowboys from Cowboylesque in Nashville, Tennessee, and some other cameo appearances. Holly Stocks is in it. She's an amazing like Western country model. And then Colby Calais is in it, which Colby Calais has been a huge influence of mine my whole life. And the Country Rebel Boys, the legendary Country Rebel Ranch. So it's just a really cool video where I feel like all my relationships from 10 years came together in this cool thing that I now have a memory of forever as a music video.
And we have a memory of the song as well, right? Brand new from Jesse G featuring Gretchen Wilson on WRCO.
Well, I like my men like I like my whiskey. Working hard.
yeah, that's a rowdy song at 11:10 in the morning right there. Jesse G, Gretchen Wilson.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah. That just you can't help but tap your toes when that one plays.
Oh, right? Thank you. I like to call it our fun party anthem song. I think it'll be the song of the summer.
I hope so.
Me too.
The video catches on and things like that. Where can people watch the video at?
Anywhere, really. It's on my Facebook page, on YouTube, on Instagram. It's everywhere, which is great. And it also is like, am I able to add all those views up together, or does it have to be just one video? So a little bit spread out everywhere, but yeah, just Google or search for Jesse G, Gretchen Wilson, Like My Whiskey.
That's great. Now you have a background, your family was kind of in the fishing industry. Is that correct?
Yeah. Four generations of commercial fishermen right here. Yep. I grew up on the docks, on the boats, and we catch Dungeness crab, albacore tuna, Chinook salmon, all that kind of thing. And we now have like a little mini fleet. We have another boat, so we like to say that. And we have a restaurant, so we bring our fresh fish in, bring it to the restaurant, and it's like dock-to-dish dining.
Wow. And where is that restaurant located?
Brookings, Oregon, on the border of California. The last town in Oregon. So if you're going to go take a trip up the 101, make sure you stop into Catalyst Seafood.
Tell them that Jesse sent you then, right?
Yes, yeah. They will be like, oh, okay. I mean, they hear it probably all the time because I talk about it. I'm proud of it.
Sure, you should be. You didn't bring us any fresh fish today, but that's all right.
I might have some tuna in the van if you like tuna.
Just kidding. Well, you brought along Sam, your guitar player here.
I did.
Good morning, Sam.
Sam Larson.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
He brought a guitar, so, you know, we got to make him play it. And we need to have you sing a song for us live in the studio, maybe. Huh?
I would love that. And I was wondering if I could try a new one out on you. I just wrote this. I was sleeping, and in the middle of the night, I woke up with this song almost completely finished in my head. So I ran out of the room, got my guitar and piano out, and finished it in like 45 minutes. I'm sure we're very pro-military around here. We love our military around here. And my husband just got out. He served for 10 years. He was a Captain Green Beret.
Wow.
So I'm really proud of him. And we spent a lot of our time there. And this song kind of came to me just after being a military spouse for so long and just seeing, you know, just the lifestyle in the community and certain things about it. And something that struck me was the fact that, you know, service members wear their dress blues for happy things like weddings and balls and celebrations, but they also wear their dress blues for sad things like funerals. They get buried in them. And that really struck me and stuck with me. And so this song kind of came from that.
Okay. Yeah. What's its title?
It's called Dress Blues.
All right. Jesse G, live in the studio with Sam.
Shining through the trees and the leaves all gone. The days stopped short and the nights grew long. Just young, having fun with nothing to lose. Till I saw a boy in his dress blues. I never knew hanging on could mean letting him go. But you don't have a say if the war says so. We rushed down to the courthouse and said, I do. My white secondhand dress and your dress blues. Oh, I will lay you down and stay by your side when I'm homeward bound. That felt like years, and the heart to read through lonesome tears. A man came knocking, and I swore it was you. And he broke my heart in his dress blues. Oh, I'm home. dress blues. Sun glaring through the trees and the leaves all gone. The sound of guns and a bugle song. The only way I remember you is my little white dress and your dress blues. Oh, I will lay you down and lay by your side when I'm home.
My goodness. Got to give you a standing ovation on that one. That is wonderful. Jesse G live in the studio. How do you not get emotional when you sing that song?
I do. It's actually really tough to get through that one still. And it's very new. So,
yeah. Great job.
Thank you.
We'll come back. Maybe we can let you recover and convince you to sing another one for us.
Sounds good.
Amazing sound. I mean, people driving through and hearing that might think that we were playing a recording. It was good.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely.
I love that. Maybe that's the kind of vibe we should go for when we do record it.
Yeah, there you go. Kind of a live in the studio thing. So.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
We'll be back with Jesse G after these words.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer, Jaren.
I'm the singer and guitarist in a band, and I use my Cricket phone for everything. It's basically like another band member.
Don't miss a single beat. Switch today and get a free Samsung Galaxy A14 5G. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer paid for testimonial. Must bring your number to Cricket on up to a $60 a month voice plan, depending on device. Select models only while supplies last. First month service charge and tax due at sale. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Cowessin Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cobison Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been serving the Southwest Wisconsin area since 1889. We pride ourselves on doing things the right way, paying attention to even the smallest details, and assisting your family every step of the way in your time of need. I'm Mark Jelenic. I am proud the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service still represents the values that have helped us be trusted and depended on for many generations. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
The newly remodeled Family Thrift Shop is open for business and accepting donations during store hours Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday from 9 until 5 and Saturdays from 10 until 4. Come and shop locally where the profits from your donations and purchases stay in our community and help support other nonprofit organizations. We appreciate your support and look forward to seeing you at the Family Thrift Shop located at 120 South Main Street in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Wagner Auto is your hometown family-owned towing service. When your vehicle needs a tow, they can handle it, no matter the size. Rely on professional 24-hour towing service with reasonable rates, all from the local towing company you can trust, Wagner Auto, 647-3443.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems. Submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
100.9 WRCL.
Phil Nee with you in the studio with Jesse G. We are here talking about her career. So at what point did you think about a singing career? Have you always had that a fantastic instrument that
you have? You know, I think it was one of those situations where I grew up just doing it my whole life, and then also being encouraged by people who love me. Like, my dad would take me to karaoke nights every Wednesday night when I was a little girl, and I would sing with a bunch of like older adults drinking beer or whatever. And, you know, those little moments added up to me doing a talent show and then winning. I'm like, oh my gosh, maybe I'm actually good at this. And then I would, you know, do talent shows every year. I would win quite a bit, so I'd be encouraged to keep going. And then I got a scholarship to go to college for music. So it kind of all just added up to a place where I was like, well, I love this more than anything. Why don't I try to do it as a career? Of course, it's hard to do this for as a career if you want to have a family and kids and that kind of thing. So finally at a place in my career that we're getting to be able to where I can provide, which is nice. It's awesome to be there, you know. Got to work really hard for a really long time, but yeah, I mean, I always wanted to do this. And if you were to ask me like 10 years ago, what I think that I'm doing now, what I'm doing, I'd be like, oh my gosh, that's so cool, you know? So I feel super blessed.
Dream job. What was the first song you ever played, sang live, do you know?
Letter Rip by the Dixie Chicks.
Okay.
I love the Chicks. They're one of my biggest influences. You could probably hear that in my voice a little bit, but
yeah, we talked off the air about their song Traveling Soldier, which comes to mind a little bit when we heard your previous song that you wrote.
Yes. So, and I love that song. Oh man, such a beautiful song. So thank you for saying that, because I feel like that was the inspiration a little bit for Dress Blues.
Okay. So yeah, it's kind of dog eat dog in the music business, I know, but in some ways you can be discovered online, you know, people stumble across your music and things like that from all over the world. It's maybe in some ways a little easier to be discovered, isn't it?
It is a little bit easier now. That's why you do see, I think, artists going independent, which is really refreshing, because, you know, I'm an independent and I'm like, ah, how am I going to break in and do this thing? It takes radio stations like you guys being welcoming me, letting us play live, you know, letting us gain fans. It takes that. It takes, you know, being able to put your music out there online. Thank goodness with the way DSPs are now, where you can put out your own records, you can promote them. So I feel really lucky to be able to do this on an independent level and travel the world, you know, doing it.
Right. Where are you going to next? Are you cutting across the state here and there?
Yeah, we're doing Wisconsin for this week. And next week, I think we might have, the states are so much closer over here. I'm from the West Coast, so it's so much farther away. You're like talking 6-hour drives when you go anywhere. Here, it's like you're in the next town in 30 minutes, which is awesome.
Uh-huh.
But we're going to stay in Wisconsin doing radio tour for this next week. And then I'll be touring from Florida to Texas to the Dakotas to the West Coast and back. So it's going to be a pretty big summer for me.
Do you have any big live shows coming up that are booked?
Yeah. So most of my stuff is going to go up on my website, jessiegmusic.com. But for right now, we are playing, I know for sure, if you're in Texas, which I don't know if any of you, your listeners would be in Texas, but if you are in San Antonio, Texas, we're playing a huge military event called Rock the Green Beret on April 27th. The Green Beret Foundation has been huge for our family. My husband was a Green Beret, and they helped us when he was transitioning out of the Army, and they've helped me in so many ways. They repost all my stuff, and I just really love them. So we're doing a big show for them and then touring all over Florida for actually more military events. I feel like my summer is very military events, but yeah, come on out if you see my shows online and say hi and let me know you heard me here, because that would be such a cool full circle thing, but hopefully we get shows out here too.
Yes, that would be awesome.
We need to do that.
Hint, hint, hint.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Hey, can you sing another one for us before you take off?
I can. I kind of want to do the one that I first toured through here with Bo, if that's okay for you guys.
Yeah, sure.
This one's called Whatever This Is, and I wrote it with Gretchen Wilson again and Sarah Beth Terry. She's an amazing artist. Check her out. And this is about not caring what people think, not caring about labels, just being in love with somebody and just loving it for the moment.
Okay. Jesse G live on WRCO.
You make me feel 16 again. I haven't felt the way I feel since way back then. I see forever in your eyes. You're my penny in a fountain. You're my wish upon the skies. People say that fools rush in, but I can't wait for this thing to be. And I just can't live without it. You've got that whatever look that did whatever it took, and I just can't get enough, cause I love whatever this is. And that's being here with you guys in Richland Center today. I wanna wake up next to you. I believe that's something I could get used to. You are the whisper on my lips. You're everything I wanna say but haven't yet. It don't get no better than this. Get me going with just one little kiss. Baby, you've got whatever it is that makes whatever this is all I can think about, and I just can't live without it. You've got that whatever look that did whatever it took, and I just can't get enough. Whatever it is that makes whatever this is all I can think about, and I just can't live without it. You've got that whatever look that did whatever it took, and I just can't get enough.
Ah, I love it. It's such a happy song.
It is happy.
I like that. That's kind of a nice little happy-go-lucky. And, yeah.
We brought the mood up.
Yeah, you did. You ramped it up from the you know.
Yeah, the
but
last
I think that's
one.
That's the cool thing about country music is you can, you know, I'm all about tempo, and I'm all about different styles, and that's kind of the thing country radio still does.
Yeah, and you know, country music is about real life, real situations, things that everybody can relate to, and that's what I love about it.
Great.
Yeah.
Are you pressed for time? Can you sing another one?
No, whatever you. Yeah, right. I mean, we're here for to hang with you guys.
Well, we'll take time out and come back with more from Jesse G in just a little bit after this news update on WRCO, sponsored by Leah Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden putting the finishing touches on his State of the Union address. ABC's Andy Field has a preview from Washington.
The president will reach beyond his congressional audience and tell voters he wants more taxes on corporations and billionaires. He will remind them he's going after junk fees and doing all he legally can to cut or forgive student debt. Mr. Biden will also point out how many jobs his infrastructure, CHIPS, and inflation reduction laws are creating, and how he plans to do much more if the election sends him back for four more State of the Union addresses.
Hamas delegation has left talks in Cairo, increasing the chances that a Gaza ceasefire deal will not be in place by Ramadan, which begins next week. Xcel Energy says its facilities appear to have played a role in igniting that huge fire in the Texas Panhandle. The Minnesota-based company, however, disputes claims it acted negligently in maintaining and operating its infrastructure. Texas A&M concluded power lines are what triggered the blaze. This is ABC News.
This is Leah of the Leah Granzo Agency, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in Bosqueville, I am here for you. Please give us a call or stop by our offices. You can reach us at 608-375-5776 or visit our website at leahgranzoagency.com. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
WRCO Sports, I'm Phil Nee. Marquette is 0-2 after Wednesday's loss to UConn. This one was closer than the last time, 81-53 earlier this season. Last night's 74-67 home defeat gave them their second loss of the year against UConn. The Golden Eagles close out the regular season Saturday at Xavier. The Badger men's basketball team will try to rediscover their early season mojo when Rutgers visits the Kohl Center tonight. After a 16-4 start to the season, Wisconsin has lost seven of its last nine games. Rutgers won the first meeting between the two teams February 10th by a 78-56 score. The Scarlet Knights have won four straight on the Badgers' home court. A.J. Storr leads Coach Greg Gard's team in scoring with 16 points a game. Wisconsin will complete the regular season Sunday at Purdue. Hear tonight's action on WRCE, FM 107.7 and AM 1450. There were no winners in Wednesday's Cactus League game between the Brewers and the Guardians. The teams tied at 3. It was a split squad game, though, and Milwaukee and the rest of the roster claimed a 2-0 decision over the Reds. I'm Phil Nee. That's an update courtesy of WRCO Sports.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Here's a look at community calendar for today. Heaven Bound Church Lone Rock will hold a praise and prayer event. At the church, it begins at 5:30 with a soup and sandwich meal, followed by praise, worship, and prayer at 6 p.m. Celebrate Recovery, a 12-step recovery program, meets Thursdays from 6:15 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Nazarene Outreach Center. For more information or a ride, call Tom at 608-604-4510 or Laura at 608-604-6780. Coffee Talk, sponsored by Friends of Blue River, will be held Saturday from 8 until 10 at 201 Clinton Street in Blue River. All are welcome. The second annual Weston Spring Arts and Crafts Fair will be held Saturday from 8 until 2. Over 70 booths are registered. There will also be concessions, a bake sale, and a 50-50 raffle all day. For more information and a complete vendor list, visit weston.k12.wi.us. A community read and author presentation will be hosted by the Brewer Public Library Saturday at 10. It will feature Tailspin, the story of a World War II tail gunner from Soldiers Grove who fell 4 miles in a severed plain tail and lived. Copies of the book are available to pick up now at the Brewer Public Library. The event will feature author John Armbruster. Heaven Bound Church, County Line Road, Lone Rock, is hosting a brisket dinner Saturday from 11 until 3. Menu includes brisket, mashed potatoes, gravy, coleslaw, baked beans, and dessert. Cost $15 per person. Dine in or carry out available. That's a look at today's WRCO Community Calendar.
Today's specials are Country and Community from the WRCO studios, sponsored by Richland Family Restaurant.
And in the studio, Jesse G and Sam playing some live music for us, having a good time and hanging out. And we get these opportunities from time to time, but we really relish them because we're a long way from Nashville. So it's nice when people come visit us once in a while.
It's so nice to be here, too. It's beautiful out here. My husband's from Green Bay. And every time we come to this area, I'm like, it's prettier out here.
So you, let me get this straight. You married a Green Beret from Green Bay.
Yeah.
And you married well, it sounds like.
I did. And, you know, we're Packers fans. I got to sing for Packers games.
Did you?
The national anthem. I can't speak twice for Packers games. So,
did you really?
Yeah. So I feel very proud to be a Green Bay fan now. Obviously, later in life, but, you know. It's fun.
Yeah, it's funny. All over the country, there are Green Bay Packer bars.
Oh, yes. Nashville has one, too.
Do they really? Mm-hmm.
Yep. Okay. It's fun.
Ah, interesting. Yeah. How nervous can you be when you sing the national anthem? Because don't you have the echo?
Oh, my God.
Echo
everything.
Yep.
Echo, trying to get your pitch right with all the sounds going on. 90,000 people staring at you, not making a noise. It is insane. It is the most nerve-wracking thing you can ever do.
And you're on the big screen.
Yes, and you're on the big screen, and the players are like right there, you know, so you're just like, I can't screw up or else people will remember this forever.
It'll be on YouTube instantly, probably, or whatever.
Yeah. Mine are on YouTube. I'm 8 months pregnant and one, and my child, Ozzy, was kicking me during the high note, and you know what? We got through it. Me and her sang it together, and then I was, you know, not pregnant in the other one, so that one went a little more smoothly, but, you know, it was a great experience, and I learned a ton from it.
Wow. So how do you get in on that? Do you have to audition to be the singer of the national anthem?
My husband, actually, since he's been out of the military, he's been helping tour manage and book shows and stuff, which has been awesome, because that's how we're able to take our family on the road, and he got the contact to pitch me to be a singer for them, and they said yes, and here we are. We've done two of them. Hopefully, we get another one this year.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
And we'll be able to say, hey, we know her.
Yes.
Why don't you sing one more for us?
I would love that.
We'd love it if you would.
Awesome.
What are you going to sing?
I have a song called Blue Collar Bayou, and it's about where I'm from. Fishing is a lot like farming and other blue collar careers, where sometimes the highs are extremely high and sometimes the lows are extremely low, much like music too. And so I got in a writing room with Gretchen and Rob Hatch. Rob wrote I Don't Dance by Lee Bryce and a bunch of other hits. And they were like, let's write about your heritage and your fishing family and stuff. And I was like, whoa, okay, cool. So we came up with this one just about hard times, and you know, we're all here together for each other, and we'll make it through. And this one's called Blue Collar Bayou, and it just means we're all blue collar people around each other, but then it also could mean like on a bayou, you know, on the water. So, yeah,
great. Jesse G, take it away, Sam.
I grew up in a fishing town, born to a captain who knows his way around the sea. And he taught me never to settle for settling down. Gotta go when the tide goes out, better hit it fast while the season lasts. 'Cause when it's over, times can get real hard. The bars are full and the boats are bare. Life is good, but it ain't all fair. So raise a glass and say a prayer and thank the Lord that we're still here. When it's bad, we'll all weather through on Blue Collar Bayou. Blue Collar Bayou. I
I've been accused and I won't deny. I cuss like a sailor and always fight for what I want. Even when I'm wrong, work for a living to make a life, but life ain't living unless you're living it right, and I'm right at home, here where I belong. We're two for once and one for all. Is good, but it ain't no fair. One more on my door scene, so throw your arms around a friend. When it's bad, we'll all weather through. Better waves abound for me and you on blue collar bayou.
Wonderful. I liked a little that you threw in there.
The Linda Ronstadt.
Yeah. Back someday, come what may.
Yes.
To Blue Bayou.
Yes.
Where the fishing boats. I don't know it.
Yeah. Where the fishing boats and the float. Only knew. We would lose if we were on Don't Forget the Lyrics.
Yeah, we would. We would.
Yeah, but I love Linda, you know, yes. So great. And that song was kind of inspired by that. So.
Yeah, and your voice has some of her qualities, which...
Thank you.
Yeah, really, really does.
I met her granddaughter, looked just like her, and I was like, oh my gosh, I feel like I'm back in time right now. This is so cool.
Oh, wow.
So beautiful.
Jesse G, I'm thinking you got some new fans here in Southwest Wisconsin. How can people get a hold of your music and learn more about you?
Yeah, I mean... Everything counts for an artist like me, the likes, the streams, the radio requests, the, you know, just commenting on my posts on social media. So if you guys want to be a part of the journey, just go follow me on social media, comment, say hi, send me a message. And I'd love to see you at shows too, you know, go into the shows. It matters so much. So yeah, just I hope I can connect with everybody here again soon. I hope we can come out again. I mean, it's one of those things where Green Bay is not very far. I have a free babysitter, so we might as well like come out this way again.
Yeah, awesome. You so, got a good excuse to do that.
Yeah. Then, so just Jesse G music. Yeah.
Okay. Safe travels to you.
Thank you so much for having me, Phil.
Good luck. You bet. Sam, good job.
Thank you so much.
You bet. We'll be back with more coming up here as we head toward noontime. It's 17 before 12, and we've made it to 50 degrees.
When that uh-oh moment or illness strikes, Gunderson Baskerville's Urgent Care is here for you with new extended hours. Visit us 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. for those minor illnesses and injuries that just can't wait. Gunderson Baskerville Area Hospital and Clinics. We're bringing love plus medicine and extended urgent care hours to you. To learn more, visit GundersonHealth.org.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
The Ithaca Lions will host a pancake benefit breakfast for Arlene Elvin on March 17th at Ithaca High School Commons. From 7 until 12:30, savor a delicious menu featuring pancakes, ham, gluten-free options on request, cheese, scrambled eggs, applesauce, and a choice of white or chocolate milk. Adult tickets $10, students $5, and preschoolers eat for free. Explore the bake sale and silent auction for more delightful surprises. To donate to the sale or auction, please call Gina Lorenz at 604-7980 or Julie Brandt at 495-0919. Come together for a morning of community compassion and pancakes at the Ithaca Lions Pancake Breakfast Fundraiser, March 17th.
It's the 53rd Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Anchor Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Saturday, March 16th through Sunday, March 24th. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable prices on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get an $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 16th through the 24th at Nelson Anchor Center, downtown Viroqua.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
100.9 WRCO.
I heard about her from a friend of mine. He said she lived across the county line. The sweetest grape that ever grew on the vine. And now that's where I'm spending all my time. Her daddy Robert and her mama Ruth. They had a daughter they named Bobby Sue. And now she's 18 and she knows the truth. Nobody's gonna tell her what to do.
A Bob, a Bob.
Bobby Sue.
Bob, Bob, Sue.
Dancing in the country. It might be a good day to do that, as nice as it is. Tyler Hubbard on FM 100.9 WRCO. We're at 51 degrees, headed toward a possible, well, maybe a little warmer today, 55 or so, by the end of the afternoon. Here's Craig Campbell on FM 100.9.
I've been working as a temp at the local factory. I hope they hire me on full time. I got shoes to buy and mouths to feed. I drive a buy here, pay here truck. It ain't new, but it is to me. It ain't much, but it fires right up and gets me from A to B. What puts the dirt underneath my nails? What keeps the calluses on my hands? Family man. They're the world my world revolves around. My sacred piece of solid ground. The flesh and bone that gives me strength to stand. They're the fire. Shirts to wash, dishes in the sink to do, and there's how many times to 17 go into 52. There's bedtime prayers to pray, sleep tights and I love you. Then there's a
a pair of eyes I get to lose myself into. What keeps me keeping the faith? What makes me believe I can? Family man, they're the world my world revolves around. My sacred piece of solid ground. The flesh and bone that gives me strength to stand. They're the fire in my driving on. The drive behind my coming home.
Our news at noon is coming up. Phil Nee, hoping you have a great rest of your day. We'll talk to you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Never, ever, never not a good time. Just got paid. Feel like making it rain. Bartender, won't you go ahead and start me a tab? Pour me up a double of whatever you have. Never too early, never too late. If the mood is right, the beer's on ice, then baby, why wait? Don't need a reason, don't need an excuse. You can try to find it, but you might as well let it loose. Somebody's moving on. But we're all getting gone. Bartender, put another round of drinks on my tab. Don't matter if it's Jose, Captain Jim, or Jack. Never too early, never too late. If the mood is right, the beer's on ice, then baby, why wait? Don't need a reason, don't need an excuse. You can try to fight it, but you might. Cause when we get to burning down a Friday night, it's
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.